Hello, thank you so much for patiently holding. My name is Jaquetta. I'm the floor supervisor with customer support. Allow me one moment to review your account information.
Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Mecklenburg, this is for fraud. Can you verify your address for me, please?
My street address is 1945 South, can't even talk, I'm sorry, 1945 State Route 232, New Richmond, Ohio, 45157, but I do not receive mail there. I have a P.O. Box 25, still New Richmond, Ohio, 45157.
Okay. And thank you for verifying that information. So on November 16th, there was a shipping fee paid of $5.74 on a tactical bag.
Mm-hmm.
I do show the P.O. Box 232. Anyone else in your home that could have placed that order?
It would be my husband, but he's had a stroke, and he does not even answer the phone because he has trouble with his speech.
Well, it wouldn't have been a phone order. Everything is done online.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay. So they're saying it was shipped out. Let me check the tracking on it. The Postal Service says a delivery date of... Well, it hasn't arrived yet. It says tracking number was created, shipping label... in place for the order on November 17th, doesn't indicate receipt by the USPS or the actual mailing date. So what we will do is submit the information for fraud since you're stating that your husband or you didn't submit that initial order back on November 16th by paying the $5.74 for the tactical bag. It was shipped out, but it hasn't arrived yet. We'll cancel the order and try to stop it from shipping. But
well,
the reason for the charge of $67.32 is because the tactical bag is a welcoming gift for our online factory discount store that bills at $67.32 a month until the account is canceled.
Well, I wouldn't have agreed to anything like that because my husband is not working and we're living on a very short paycheck from Social Security.
Okay. So we'll send the information over to Claremont County Sheriff's Office for fraudulent use of your debit or credit card, and they will open up an investigation. What I will do is the account has been canceled, but we will definitely go ahead and process a refund of the $67.32, and someone from that office will be in contact with you within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Well, I did not, as far as I can remember, order or approve an account where I was going to be paying that kind of money. If I did it, I did it by mistake, but I don't remember even being asked.
Well, they'll have, do you remember doing any type of survey around November 16th, anything like that, where you receive a free gift, just pay the shipping for it?
That could be possible simply because, let's see, I was in the hospital last Wednesday. I do not remember signing up for any kind of monthly premium. Basically, that's what that is. All I can say is if I saw the bag, I get online, I do my checking account, I got to watch my pennies. I don't remember doing anything like that, but I know if somebody said it's going to be $67.32, I would have said never mind. I mean, if it had come up saying it was going to charge me $67.32, I wouldn't have done it. I know that, but I'll call my bank, and I guess we're going to have to cancel my, because this scares me, because I don't know. I had fraud on my other card that I had a while back. The filling station machine did it.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not a problem. We have canceled out the account, so you don't, you won't receive any additional charges from us. And you'll see that credit of $67.32 post back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I appreciate your help, believe me.
You're very welcome.
All
and was
right.
there anything else that I can help you with?
No, that just scared me. And when I said fast results, I couldn't figure out what the heck it was, so I called the 800 number that's there.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Let me just verify. I have an email address that was put in at 1scooby@fuse.net. Do you know that email address?
Yes, I do have that address.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
You've got so much information. I might have done it, but I don't know it. I mean, I do know that if I anything that expensive per month, there's no way in this world I'd have signed up for it. I'm lucky to get my electric bill paid.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's definitely not a problem. Again, I did go ahead and process the full cancellation on the account for you and process the full refund of the $67.32. You'll see that credit post back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And let
okay.
me give you your refund confirmation number.
Okay. Let me grab a piece of paper. Okay.
That confirmation is 781-237-3437.
And the name of the company is what? Because I don't have it in my...
This is for, let's see, the technical bag. Stealth Pro.
Stealth Pro?
Stealth, with the ST, Stealth Pro. And that's Get Your Deluxe Products.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I can help you with?
No, that's it.
Okay, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.